Do you think it is a sort of a slightly weird form of racism?
You'd never kind of want to start talking about it like that, and sort of like it's like opening a can of worms. But then at the same time, listening to this about children just being bullied and beaten up just for being ginger, then yeah, I would be quite prepared to start talking about it as a form of racism, because anybody that's being attacked just because they have a certain colour hair or a certain colour skin, in my book, is, I don't know what you would call it, not, I suppose, racism, but you'd call it something else, I don't know. I don't know what you call it, but yeah, I'd definitely put it in the same bracket.
And I suppose the thing here is that children can be so much more cruel than adults, can't they?
Don't ever really know why children are doing things, and, you know, why they're doing things, especially bullying, and especially a subject like this. Because I just used to get bullied. They used to call me names just for being ginger. They used to pull my hair, walk home after school hitting me and hitting me on the head and hitting me with bags, and, you know, and that's like when you're 8, 9 years old. And when I went into therapy, actually, it was quite a big thing, all about the colour of my hair. And I cut my hair off, I dyed my hair. Like the guy said, you cannot dye red hair. It's virtually impossible. So, you know, if you have got red hair, just be proud of it. And I love my hair now. You know what, as well, on Twitter, I go on it and sometimes I enjoy it, but the most abuse I get on Twitter is about being ginger. And the most abuse, and it is really, really abusive sometimes, like where I've had to report people, you know, and they're adults.
Well, it can be a very ugly environment, Twitter, sometimes.